Proclamation number 8849, dated the September 2nd, 1964. The Latter-day Saints. How often have I revealed myself to people before now and told them my will, if only people had kept to my word or resulting misguided teachings would have been instantly recognized as being in opposition to my will. But each school of thought has its followers and thus whole communities developed who supported the truth of their teaching, who regard themselves as Latter-day Saints and defend their belief such that hardly anyone can stand up for themselves against them. But now I am clearly manifesting myself by denouncing all teachings which contradict my word given to you from above, and there are quite a few of these. It is of such great significance to be spoken to directly from above and to hear my word that, in view of it, any misguided teaching truly has to disappear into thin air, for it has no further right to continue as truth. Because I myself am the source of truth, the eternal truth, which cannot ever lead you into error, which will not impose a misguided doctrine on you, which eternally is and remains pure and sincere. Consequently, there can only ever be one truth, and this may not contradict itself. As long as you humans still abide by formalities, as long as you rely on these to achieve psychological maturity, you are lacking the foundation of truth. And as long as you do not know the reason for your embodiment on this earth, you will not take the right path which leads you to the goal you are meant to reach. You humans should seriously consider to what extent each school of thought supported by you corresponds to my word sent to you from above. And try to find a person among you who has the grace and maturity from above to serve me as a vessel. In that case you will hardly find one teaching which contradicts another, for they are all taught by the Spirit, they are taught by myself, and this in all truth indeed. And my word will penetrate everywhere, even those still living in error will be spoken to, but they have to voluntarily accept my gifts of grace. They cannot be forced to do so. Hence time and again there have to be people who, having been taught by my messengers, shall now labor in the vineyard by passing it on again. However, nothing happens without a struggle. No one will be willing to abandon the error. You will have to speak as my laborers and request my grace for this. But be aware, bringing pure truth to people who are already too enslaved by error is not an easy undertaking. Because every school of thought insists on its spiritual knowledge and can only be convinced if the human being has much love. Then the spirit is awakened and enlightens him from within. Then he accepts whatever you tell him and is grateful to you for the light by which he can now recognize and understand all correlations. All schools of thought, no matter what they call themselves, need only ever be asked the question whether my spirit is walking in their group of people, which then expresses itself in a way that a person receives important knowledge without his own action, knowledge, which enlightens him about his origin and his final goal. That is where the pure truth from me will be, because I can only ever say the same. Since eternal truth never changes and thus continues to exist eternally. If only people took the right path, the path to me and asked me for clarification. Truly, they would all be filled by the Spirit and no person could become enslaved by misguided teachings. But this is a matter of free will, and people do not utilize their will but rather listen to what equally unenlightened people tell them. And for that reason the error grows immensely, for that reason it will not be recognized, and for that reason countless people support misguided teachings which, however, they could recognize as error if they applied their will to doing so. And that is the great spiritual hardship on account of which I need many workers in my vineyard. but only a few will let themselves be taught by them. Only a few accept as truth what they are offered from above. But I will bless everyone who supports me in my work, who informs people, thus helping to reduce the great spiritual hardship. Amen.